As the large Mormon temple opens on 17th and Vine Streets in Philadelphia, many who drive past may wonder what's it like inside and is there music? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston finds out.
Our gracious God, whose mercy lends.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir is one of the most famous ensembles in the world. The opening of the new temple in Philadelphia by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints presents an opportunity to provide some more context to what the choir is and is not. How does the church view the choir? They're almost an ambassador for the music.
Very much so. In some ways, they are the face of the church for many people. They hear their broadcast and come to love the choir before they know anything else about the church.
Elder Larry Wilson traveled to Philadelphia to lead a tour of the new temple. The opulent granite building looks like it would house a huge sanctuary for worship, but it doesn't. And while in some areas organ music may be heard, the choir, so associated with the Mormon faith and which sings, after all, for the public, won't sing there. Instead, the temple is a quiet, sacred place with rooms reserved for significant religious rituals, baptisms, weddings, instructions, commitments. And while the meeting house across the street is open to visitors, only Mormons may cross a temple's threshold once it's dedicated.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.